Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Welcome to KYMET Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
You had a meeting last night with the Dundas City Council, and it's a big one. It's the last one of the year, so that's where everything kind of happens, or at least everything kind of finishes, and you get a new beginning next year.
Right.
But as far as the budget and the levy both approved last night?
Yep. The budget for 2022 and the levy were approved on a 5-0 vote last night. And like you indicated, we have been working with the city council over the course of the past several months, you know, really beginning in May, talking about what their priorities are and you know, several work sessions, discussions with the Economic Development Authority, because 2022 will be the first time that Dundas will have levied for economic development dollars. So, you know, we've got some things planned for 2022 in terms of growth in our small little community that continues to see growth.
All right. Now, you'll be hiring for some new positions included with the budget?
Right, just one new position.
Okay.
We have a full-time public works position included in that 2022 budget, an assistant position, not the director, not, you know, not anything at that level, but somebody who day-to-day assists our one other public works assistant with, you know, tasks associated with parks and the ice rink in the wintertime and snow plowing, which is a big one. And as an aside to that, following on the heels of the big snowstorm this past weekend, just let everybody know that, again, we have a snow plow on order, a brand new snow plow on order. You know, it's about a $250,000 purchase, so something that we need to save up for over the course of several years. But we do anticipate receiving that, you know, somewhere probably at the end of winter. But we'll keep our old snowplow, and so we'll have two in the garage, and hopefully with this new snowplow, you know, it's a much, you know, when you get a new car, it has all new bells and whistles and does different things and maybe is more efficient. And we're looking to that snowplow to do things better, more efficiently, more effectively.
Now, will do those plows, do they have use other than winter, other than plowing snow?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take the plow off it, you see you know, that truck in use all year round, whether it's hauling dirt or any other kinds of materials, absolutely, it's in use year round.
A couple other things while we're on that topic is, first of all, you mentioned Dundas growing. You're looking forward to 2022. You've got the Economic Development Committee, that commission that's been working on that for quite some time. Have you identified, are there some priorities of growth that have been identified for 2022, or is that something you plan on evolving over the course of the year?
A little bit of both. We have some kind of smaller projects in the hopper right now. And, you know, on the horizon, we have some larger projects that are, you know, development specific. We want, shortly after the first of the year, we're going to send out a survey to all of our businesses, you know, just asking about what their kind of take their temperature on how they're doing, if there's anything that the city can assist them with, if they're looking to grow, if they're looking to move, you know, that kind of thing. That's one thing. We're working on a mapping project so we can identify all the properties that are available for development in Dundas and what services are currently available in terms of utilities, water and sewer, and what might need to be extended or supplied to that particular piece of property. And thirdly, we are just in the very initial stages of looking at some industrial park kind of incubator site, looking at how much it would be to purchase the property and install all of the utilities and streets and things like that. So that's what I mean by smaller projects in the hopper. And of course, you know, we still have the property next to City Hall, have ongoing interest in that property. So there's
all right, a lot of things going on.
A lot to look forward to.
You know, that that property next to City Hall has been changed with the addition of City Hall. You've been in there for much of the year now.
Yeah.
How's everything going? Still good?
It's great. It's just great.
All right.
Yeah, we've been there. It was a year, the day after Labor Day, this past September. So,
has been that long.
Yep.
Oh, time flies.
I know.
All right. The tax levy, what's the final number? Where did that come in at?
11.9%.
Okay. All right.
And we will have increases in our water and sewer rates as well. And that, you know, again, with an expanding population, and increased usage in water and sewer, our expenses increase as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Janelle, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here? Anything else that went on last night?
The city council decided to cancel their December 27th meeting due to, you know, vacations and Christmas vacations, stuff like that. We were not going to have a quorum. So the council authorized us to do our regular bill paying and bring that back to them, that list of disbursements back to them at their first meeting in January, which is the 10th of January.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in. Have a, if I don't see you before then, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll probably catch up with you sometime after the first of the year.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks,
Merry
Janelle.
Christmas.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator. 95.1 FM and AM.